Yeah, give it a whirl.
Hello?
No.
It's not
Damn
going?
It. No. All right. Nothing but professionalism here on the Mono A Mono Show. We're just testing out microphones because some of them aren't working properly. So, with that last segment of songs, a lot of show announcements too. So, what you last heard was Isles, Like an Atlas. They're going to be playing...
Oh!
I just elbowed DJ Steel right in the satchel. Sorry. I was trying to look at a poster that was behind him. They're going to be playing on November 24th at McCabe's with the Stone Sparrows and Elsa Jane and Delaney Jane. Okay, so you can check that out. Oh, yeah, I didn't notice. Because when I was looking at the ticket, I was like, I wonder if those guys are related.
No way. One's got a Y.
So they're $10 in advance, $12 at the door. Doors open at 8. 19 years of age and older. So that's McCabe's down on King near Victoria.
We may have tickets to give away, too.
We may. Too. If you
so
listen
stay
in.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. We're going to have exciting contests and still skill testing questions to win those tickets. So exciting news. We have a new show that's going to be starting. When are you starting?
Sometime in next couple weeks.
All right. So we have here, why don't you introduce yourself to the masses of the Mono Amigos.
Hey, so I'm Little Miss Sunshine. I'm going to be playing K-pop music most of the time and talking about international music, international artists in Ontario, in Canada, and I hope you guys will enjoy it.
Perfect. Sweet.
Awesome.
So what day is that?
Should be on Wednesdays from 8 to 9. PM.
Very cool. Okay, so you have to check that out. So,
what's the show going to be called?
It's called K-Crunch Time.
K-Crunch Time. Sweet.
Nice.
And have you done anything like this before?
No, not remotely close to it at all, ever.
So I know kind of what drives us to, but so what made you decide to get into campus / co-op / whatever radio, community radio?
Well, I felt it was a good way to develop communicating skills and public speaking skills, so hopefully I'll develop that.
Sweet.
Less nervous.
Do you have a desire to go into some sort of public speaking profession? Is that why you feel the need to develop those skills, or are you just not good at speaking to people?
Kind of a both. Trying to be in environment field, and I feel like you need a lot of public speaking in that. So hopefully it'll help me in the future.
Okay. So what environmental issues are you most passionate about?
I'm most passionate about the Alberta oil sands,
okay,
which angers me a lot. So mm-hmm. I'm going to try to help out there.
Okay. So for those of us who don't know, not speaking of myself because I'm not ignorant.
Me.
Can you explain what makes you so upset about the Alberta oil sands to people who may be ignorant out there?
I'll just briefly speaking, it's only it's a little area in Alberta that exports oils from oil sands, and it's different from normal oil because it comes from sand, so it takes a lot of effort to get the oil part out. And so they waste a lot of water. It's something like 10 gallons for 1 liter. And so I'm going to be hoping to reduce the environmental impact and hopefully better Alberta.
Now, if I believe the Shell commercials that are on TV, they'd have me believe that the Alberta oil sands are fantastic. So what's the other side of the argument?
The other side is economics, obviously, because it makes a lot of money because we need oil, and the Middle East isn't doing us very good with the conflicts going on. So it makes a lot of money, especially from USA, and cutting that down would make a lot of layoffs and all that nasty stuff.
It's not the first, like, because I know around here there's a lot, there's been things posted about the oil sands and whatnot. So I think you're not alone in this station in believing what you believe in. But yeah, that's okay. So getting oil from oil sands is a more economical way of doing it?
It's not necessarily more economical. It's just the only option we have in Canada right now. And there's a lot of it, so it helps Canada a lot, especially Alberta.
Okay. So what we need to do is kill off some dinosaurs and then mine where we hide the bodies.
So
that's my plan. That's what I'm proposing. Wait, you were going to say something.
I was going to say, so after...
Speak into the microphone.
So after the expert, what do we call it usually? Training? The DJ
exceptional DJ training.
Exceptional DJ training. Do you feel ready to go on the air Wednesday, whichever Wednesday you start?
I am, because guys did a great job in teaching me everything.
Nice,
no problem.
And, my first one too.
Nice.
At the station. At
well,
the station,
it's
other than the conference.
You do besides the exceptional DJ and conferences and the one-on-one stuff that you give. You do have a background in training and molding young minds.
That's right.
So. It's only you're a natural fit for this new position of DJ trainer.
Yeah, see, so
how to train your DJ. Are you gonna stick around for the rest of our show? What do you like? What's your plans?
I'll try to stick around. You guys sound really entertaining, really funny, so I'll enjoy it.
Well, thank you.
Well, if you want to be further entertained by us when you're not in our presence, what you can do is go to www.monoamonoradio.com. From there, you can look up past podcasts. You could subscribe to our podcast via iTunes. You can go to our Bandcamp page where we have past live performances of bands in studio. You can read DJ Steele's very entertaining and informative blog.
Wow.
You can like our Facebook page. You can follow us on the Twitter.
Okay.
Lots of different things for you to do.
Awesome.
That's your homework. DJ Little Miss Sunshine. Okay, let's play some music. I'm going to play some... I think I want to play some Battle Royale by The Balconies.
Oh, yeah, we haven't played them in like a week or two.
No, so and I would like to have them in studio, mainly because I want to meet the lead singer. But here we go. This is Battle Royale by The Balconies here on 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Mono e Mono Show.
Beat, they can't do. do one without you. Go and steady, make your move. She's been what you've told her to, so come on.